text in at 78592 that says, I had a horrible summer job as a pizza delivery boy. My car got T-boned and totaled and smashed up, but the owner of the company still made me crawl into the crumpled car to get the money and the pizzas that I was delivering.
Oh, my God.
It's so messed up.
We just read a survey of some of the worst summer jobs people have ever had, and we asked our listeners to text in 78592, call us 866-668-4692. What are some of the worst summer jobs that you've ever had? Let's just get straight to it. Brian, how are you, man? What's the worst summer job you've ever had?
Hey, how's it going? I was working as a teenager at this bagel shop. And this lady came in who has been there before. I recognized her. This time she looked at me weird, like angry. And I didn't mind. I was like, whatever. But then she came up to me like a little bit later and threw a bagel at me, right?
Whoa.
And she said, yeah. And then she goes, oh, yeah, you didn't put cream cheese on the side, like yelling at me. And it came off, and she just stormed out. And I just said, like, and I had like cream cheese all over my eye. I'm worried. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, is it going to be infected? And
is it going to be infected by cream cheese?
Oh, no.
It is
amazing. That's how pink eye starts, cream cheese in the eye. No. For sure.
As a teenager, you get yelled at so much when you're at any job.
Yeah.
I worked at a grocery store, and I remember a guy screaming at me to a point of where I was crying because I didn't get the right pack of smokes for him.
Oh, God, come on.
And I was like, dude, I didn't smoke at the time. I was a teenager. I'm like, I don't know anything about cigarettes, sir.
I was in Target the other day, and I saw this old lady yelling at this teenage kid who obviously was there for, like, his summer job or something. And she was like, where's the water at? I want water. And he's like, water's by the front door, ma'am. And she's like, you expect me to walk all the way over there and get it myself?
I'm dehydrated.
Yeah. Hey, Irene, what's the worst summer job you've ever had?
Hi. Well, when I was a teenager, I needed some cash, and so my mom asked me if I would go do some odd jobs for this neighbor that we had.
Yeah.
She was kind of like a weird lady, but I needed money, so I went over to her house, and she asked me if I would sell her socks for her.
Did you say smell? Like...
No, sell, like...
Oh.
Oh, like sell, yeah. Like someone's
sorry,
gonna buy.
Sorry, now your story's not gonna be as severe, because smelling socks for money was gonna be really weird to me.
Weird.
I mean, it's still pretty weird, because they were used socks.
Yeah,
and so she wanted me to, like, set up a stand outside her house, like a lemonade stand, but sell her socks.
See people come up like, ooh, are you selling lemonade? No, I'm selling an old lady's socks.
And how did that work out for you?
Well, she wanted me to sell them for like $2 a pair, and then she kept lowering her price.
Yeah, she's negotiating with herself.
Irene, we got to move these socks. Why are these socks not moving quick enough? We're cutting the price. Now it's $1 a pair.
She did. She went down to like 25 cents a pair.
Oh,
and
wow.
She still couldn't sell any because it was outside her house. It was so weird.
I was going to ask if anybody actually bought those socks.
No, nobody stopped by a house to pick up you.
Of course.
Now, Irene, I think you're a bad salesman is what it really is.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know that I really tried that hard. And then in the end, she didn't even pay me anything because nobody bought the socks.
Of course, you didn't make any money for her. How is she supposed to pay you?
What a waste.
You got to bring in some revenue if you want to get paid.
That's terrible.
Yeah, she's working on commission, apparently.
A lot of people are texting in at 78592 saying that they've worked at like a horse barn or whatever you call it, where they raise horses for the summer and just having to clean up horse poo and
there's a lot
steaming heat all summer long for 8 hours a day. There's a lot of those text messages.
There's so many manure texts. Like, I didn't know it was such a common gig.
It sounds like the worst summer job so far are anything involving poo or old people.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much.
Or young people.
I guess.
I think that's not even summer job. That's just all the time bad job. Poo and old people. Hey, Kelly, what's the worst summer job you ever had?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. What's the worst summer job you had?
The worst summer job I ever had is my aunt used me for free child labor. I would sit there for the summer to stay with her, and she had me build a back porch on her house.
That is impressive.
Oh, my gosh.
I was impressed with myself, but back then I wasn't really sure what to do. I was like, is this even right? But she had me build a porch. She didn't help me. She came out. She gave instructions. She was like a porch warden. And she was just like, no, it's not right. No, it's not right. It wasn't really good. It really wasn't that great.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when my parents came to pick me up, and I'm looking like, oh, yeah, definitely I'm getting some money before I go. Mm-hmm. She came out with all these chocolate-wrapped coins.
Shut
I'm like, are
up.
You serious?
Chocolate
like,
money.
You know, kids love candy. Kids love candy. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, my God.
I've almost died of heat exhaustion out here trying to build this stupid deck, and you just give me some candy?
Can you give me candy? Well, I will say she did send a Christmas gift, so, you know.
She did send a Christmas. It was a new hammer for your next summer job.
Right for the next one, but I never went back, so.
Understandably.
Oh, my God.
Got a text in at 78592. It says, I used to clean frat houses at colleges during the summer.
Oh, why would you do that?
That is a horrible summer job.
Yeah. That may be worse than the text that says I worked for Honey Bucket in the hot months of the summer.
Ew.
Yeah.
Geez.
Bad job, too. Keep your texts and calls coming in. 866-668-4692. Text it in 78592. We'll have more terrible summer job stories right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Text in at 78592 says, I used to work at a restaurant as a host, and one night I was threatened to be stabbed because the wait was too long.
Oh, damn.
You know what,
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Asking people what their worst summer jobs were because we read a survey from people all over the country who told us about their horrible jobs. And I was like, I guarantee our listeners have some awful, horrible summer jobs too. And so far we've heard a lot of good stories. Whitney, what's up? What's the worst summer job you ever had?
So I was a bagger at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an infestation of homeless people that kept sneaking into the store in the middle of the night because it was like a 24-hour grocery store.
Okay.
Hiding their poop all over the store. They would like go to the bathroom and put it in bags and hide it places.
Oh,
God. I mean, at least it was in bags?
That's like the worst game of like Easter egg hunt ever.
Yeah, good point.
I worked opening shifts, so I would get there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the first thing I would have to do is hunt all over the store and try and
Whitney.
Yeah. So is
the
that
poo
a
poo hunter?
Is that a mushroom in the corner?
Yeah.
No.
Or... did you at least make a fun game out of it like that, or did you just hate your life the whole summer?
My life. I lasted like 2.5 weeks of doing this, and then I was done.
But now you have that skill though that you can take with you through life. You know, if you ever have to, somebody ever needs you to hunt down some poo, you're good.
Exactly.
You have the experience that you need.
Right.
We got a text in at 78592. Says, I worked at a coffee shop in a very wealthy neighborhood, and the entitled customers screamed at us all summer. One lady threw her hot Americano back into the window because we took 2 minutes to get it to her.
Yeah, whoa. That's bad, but it could be the opposite. Like, I worked at a place called Burger Heaven, and all it was truckers coming through and hitting on me all summer.
That's all they do now on the text message board, too.
True.
So
I don't know
looks
why
like you,
truckers like me.
Truckers love
you have
you,
a long history of truckers hitting on you.
Yeah.
Hey, Juliana, what's the worst summer job you ever had?
Hello?
Hey, Juliana?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the worst summer job you ever had?
I worked at a veterinarian / grooming clinic, and I was the person who had to excrete dog anal glands.
Oh
my God!
Yeah.
Why?
I mean,
they
gloved me all up, and I had a gown and everything. But when you're young and you're not doing it correctly, it really makes the dogs mad. So I got bit a couple times too.
Shut up.
Then I also got sprayed with anal glands, and that smell is kind of like skunk. It doesn't come out real easy. So needless to say, I didn't date a lot during that time.
Yeah.
And I bet you're like, I get to work all summer with cute cats and dogs. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, I was so pumped. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like a barista at Starbucks who comes back home smelling like coffee all the time, but instead you smell like anal glands when you come home every night.
Oh, yeah. And if a guy likes you after that, you don't want him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point. We got a text in that says, I worked for a county as a roadkill picker-upper one summer. That was 8 years ago, and the smell still haunts me.
Oh,
yeah,
I bet.
Hey, Katie, what's the worst summer job you ever had?
Litter control on the freeway, and you find lots of interesting things, let me tell you, and lots of things thrown at you along the way. But my son just started the exact same job this summer, and he came home yesterday, and he's like, Mom, I just found an adult toy on the side of the road.
Uh-oh!
Oh, no! You didn't even want to touch that. That's worse than the poop.
Yeah. That is
and who's getting, who's littering that?
That exactly. Like,
and how, all the truckers hitting on Brooks.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
See,
you're like on your commute, and you're like, I'm done with this thing. It's not getting the job done. I'm just going to toss it out the window. This is ridiculous. I got five more in the glove compartment, so whatever.
And how are you using it on your commute to begin with?
That's
like,
impressive.
Traffic isn't as bad for you as it is for everybody else.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the only question I didn't have on that was I know exactly how to do that. Moving 92.5. Only two.